Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Welcome everyone to today's episode. I'm thrilled that you're here to join us, and I'm thrilled that we have Christy Shavs here, and she's going to talk to us about her business. We also have my guest host, Doug Kahn, is here as well. So welcome both of you.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here today.
Good stuff. Christy, tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are. How did you become a business mentor, an embodiment-based strategist? Tell us a little bit about how that came to be.
Yes. So I have a very different, I would say, story than a lot of people do when they become coaches, because actually both my parents were coaches. So I grew up everything, close your eyes, breathe in your body, feel what's there for you. What do you want to do in your life? And to really live from a place of being connected to who you are and what you want to create. My mom actually has a movement and meditation business for over 50 years. So when I was 13 years old, I would be in different meditation workshops for 8 hours, trying to sneak my phone in underneath the blanket, not wanting to be there. But later in my life, I realized how much it changed my life by actually being raised in that type of environment and getting the principles of what we learn in coaching and personal development at such a young age. So I actually became a coach when I was 21 years old and started coaching people through their life and got my own certifications and a lot of different training in a lot of somatics and transformational work. And then about a few years ago, I had a lot of people asking me, how are you growing your business? How are you doing it? And as we all know, you can be great at what you do, but you have to know how to also grow a business to make it work. And so that's where I really dove deep into becoming a business mentor and a different lens, because my big passion is really helping people, not just in growing businesses to just make money to do their work, but really making sure you're growing a business that really works for your life. My dad passed away super unexpectedly 2 years ago, and it was that moment where I really started to look at my own business and my own time and, is this really what I want? Did I build something that I'm going to look back at and go, great, I can live my life? And at the end of the day, I really think it's about us living our lives and living full, beautiful lives. That's why we get to do the work that we do, along with impacting people. I've had the pleasure of mentoring so many incredible women and being able, what I like to call, grow a business for your version of your life wealth for yourself, whatever that may be.
I love that so much. You're so fortunate to have had two coaches as parents. Yes. And learning all those amazing things when you're younger, which of course you don't appreciate as much when you're younger, but
of course
you grow to appreciate all that. So
yes,
the concept of making your business work for your life. I think we talk to so many people who start out in corporate typically, mm-hmm. and at some point they've lived their lives there for 10, 15 years. And all of a sudden they go, this isn't what I want to do. This isn't fulfilling. Yeah. They're not helping the people that I want to help.
Yes.
Fantastic. There are people out there like you who can help them out and get to where
they're going. Yeah, absolutely. And also, of course, we need businesses that do make money and provide for our lives. And I think that's also important, especially as a coach. I think sometimes they have a hard time saying they want to make a certain amount of money. And at the end of the day, I think of it as, by me making money, I get to be resourced to also give back even more to my clients and to everybody in my life. And so I think that being able to also own that is so important as a coach.
Yeah, no, wholeheartedly agree. So tell us, you mentioned women. Do you work exclusively with women, or do you work with women and men?
Yeah, I work primarily with women. And I will say I'm totally open to men. I have a few male clients, but primarily women. My big passion is I work with all different women. And a lot of people also come to me because they're a mom or they want to be a mom one day, just because they've seen. So 2 years ago, I lost my dad, and a year ago, I had my daughter. That was really my moment of, I think the two of those happening so close together was, I'm going to make my business work. I'm going to make it work for me. And I'm going to make it work for the type of life that I want and the type of mother I want to be. And I think that a lot of women come to me in my world because they've watched me be able to be a really present mom and have my daughter home a lot and still run this big business that requires a lot of me, But how I set it up so I can do both. And I think that a lot of women want and crave that.
Tell us a little bit about how you work with your clients. Do you work just one-on-one? Do you do group coaching? Do you do both or a hybrid?
Yeah, so my main program I run is called Wealthy Woman. And the whole premise behind it all is like building your version of wealth. And I'm a firm believer if you do not build your business well with proper things in place of your marketing, of your sales, then you don't have a wealthy life and a wealthy business because you're stressed about your business all the time. And that's not why we do what we do. So that is my main program. And it is in a group setting, but there is a lot of one-on-one component because I'm a firm believer that we need a lot of personalization in business and we need to build out a business model and the way we do it that works for you, that works for the person that we're supporting, and that making sure that you're getting your messaging, your marketing, that all parts of your business, I like to say, working together like a well-oiled machine so that you can just ideally know how clients are coming in, how they're staying and how they're converting. And that's really the goal of the program, along with I will just say, because of my background in embodiment and being a coach for 7 years prior, it's a lot of a big part of business is realizing how much you don't even realize how much you're holding yourself back in what you could be doing. And we talk a lot about this concept about raising the bar for our lives, for ourselves, and how that's like a form of love to raise the bar on what we want. So it's a lot of strategy and a lot of support, but also a place where women get to really grow and evolve into being business owners.
Yeah, I think some of those group, that type of thing in a group environment is really fun and supportive, and even in some ways better than just the one-on-one.
Oh,
You
a
know what I
thousand
mean?
percent. I will say the reason why I love it, and I've been running it for 2 years, and I just keep reiterating it and adding more value to it and also shift it, right? Marketing changes, sales changes. So I keep updating it based off what people need. And I will say, I've seen people make way more progress in a group setting than in one-on-one typically, because most people, they need that to get ideas, to hear inspiration, and you just learn differently when you're being taught it in different ways from being able to have an experience of getting feedback from someone. I'm very big, not just a group program where someone listens to me the whole time. My programs are really dynamic. That's why my client retention rate is really high, because it's almost like I've taken the embodied leadership part of me that I know of facilitating workshops, and then I've brought it to business and teaching people how to run a business, but also really how to be incredible leaders in running their business. And the two together just works so incredibly together for women.
That sounds fantastic. Doug, did you want to pop in with any questions?
Sure. Christy, it sounds just great. And congratulations on your child as well as all the success you've had. I'm really interested in the process that you follow. Do you have topics that you handle every week or every time you get together? Or do you have specific learnings that you do maybe once a month? Because it sounds like such a great, healthy environment to be in.
Okay, quick pause. This episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass. If you've been avoiding your finances and quietly hoping it won't catch up with you, we want you to hear this. You're not failing. This is incredibly common for most business owners. Most people don't avoid money because they don't care. They avoid it because it feels heavy, confusing, or stressful. In our free live masterclass, we're going to show you a clear, more supportive way to handle your finances so your business can actually support your life. You can learn more and save your seat at lessmathmoremoney.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah.
But people would probably come and go. Is there a regular curriculum you follow, for lack of a better term?
Yeah. So funny enough, I will say about people coming and going, I have in that program this year a 99% client retention rate. So most people
Nice.
actually, some I have people who have been in it since I started it. They just keep staying in the program because the thing about business, it's not about just getting to one goal. It's about how do you keep growing your business. Once some people, maybe it's like getting their one-on-one clients and it's like creating scalable programs. Now, how do we create evergreen scalable programs with more automations? There's always more you can do in business. In terms of the process, I have a curriculum built out that has everything you would need to grow your business. And then the calls are themed based off of different things. But I will say that the main thing we follow We start with a one-on-one call. I really get to know the person's business and we map out their entire strategy for 3 months to 6 months. And it's not just mapping it out. It's also something I'm very big about is really having a movement that you're leading in the world, making sure that your message and your marketing is leading something bigger than just a result for a client. Because I think that's where a lot of people are missing it in marketing right now, is they focus so much on what's their pain point, what's your solution point, instead of what's the movement you're really here to lead. And that's what people are buying into. So on our one-on-one call, we get a lot of things really clear, like your movement, your offer, your pricing, if you're going to launch, like what that looks like, what levers we're going to pull, like all of that gets sorted on our one-on-one call. And then once you're in the program, we do move through, every call is a different theme. I will say I run my programs very differently. I think a lot of programs, you know, they stick to the schedule, they do what they do every single month, same thing. But I think the reason why people stay is because I really respond to what people are needing. So even if I have on the schedule, hey, we're going to dig into sales, right? And we're going to dig into it. I'm going to make sure, is that what the whole group is really needing right now? Or are they actually, they're really stuck right now. They need some mindset and embodiment work, or they actually need to get clear on their messaging. And that's why their sales aren't doing well. So I very much change the theme of the calls depending on what the whole group is needing. Now, of course, I have some very basic ones that we go through of sales and your messaging and your marketing and embodying your work. So it just depends though on the month and what the group is really cohesively, and also our time of year, right? Like we are at a certain time of year and there's different things that are needed in the business at certain times of year.
One other follow-up question then would be, do you find that people who are in the group session get all the new ideas? I can imagine how well it goes. Do you then break out at times and have one-on-ones again so that people say, one point you covered at the last session really hit home for me and I really need to drill into it further? And I assume you dive deep in that direction.
Yeah. So there's a few different things that I do. One, they do have access to me between calls. So I'm always available to them between calls. We have a certain platform for that. And I forgot to mention, at the first call of every month, we have something called success pods. So we're in really small groups with me so that I can make sure that everyone is. One of the biggest things in business is focus. People don't focus on what they need to be doing. And so it's my way of making sure that they're really focused on what they need to be doing in the business. And so we have success pods and we do that. And part of all of our group calls, a lot of the time, I will break people up into partners. I will pop into their partners on Zoom. I will have them come back to the main room. I have them respond. So it's a very interactive program. I always say it's not a come and listen and just like never participate program, because I know what's going on for people. Every day I start every call with, where are you today? What's going on? How are you feeling? Where are you at with your head, with the business, with life? Give it to me. And I start almost every call that way because I want to have a pulse on like where everyone is and always teaching to the pulse of the group, not just my plan and my program.
I love that. It's almost customized, but group. So that's a perfect combination.
Yes, exactly.
So tell us a little bit about your clients as far as what type of businesses are they in? And then maybe, if you don't mind, you don't have to give us any names, but maybe tell us a little bit about a success story, somebody who came into your program who was struggling with something and then how you helped them through it and where they ended up.
Yeah, sure. Be happy to. I would say majority of my clients are coaches or service providers. So they have some sort of service that they are doing. I have copywriters in my programs, a lot of coaches, I have therapists, like people who have some sort of service that they really want to be able to grow and really scale out their business. That's the main reason I would say a lot of people come to me is, how do you scale? But how do you scale with integrity, right? And how do you scale in a way that's really meeting people where they are and what they need? So that is typically who I attract. Gosh, I have so many different clients I could use. I just had a client. She's actually a therapist and she is a coach as well, trained in coaching as well. And ironically, she actually lost her dad during the program. And so she came to me knowing that she wanted to eventually be a mom and eventually wanted to be able to have this scalable business, and knew just working one-on-one with therapy clients and her coaching clients that she just was going to max out. And her dad was sick when she came into the program. So She saw me go through the process with my dad. And I will say the thing I think why a lot of my business grew when actually my dad passed away is because of my unique upbringing. My family really used it as an opportunity to like live more and be more full and take advantage of life. And I think that really got a lot of people's attention because typically when you see someone, especially unexpected, so close to you, you know, it's not always the process. So I think she was attracted to want to build out this scalable business. One of the biggest things is like most people dip in business when life is happening. When life is lifing, I like to say, that's when most people dip. And for me, I've been a model of not actually having my business hit like the highest months it's ever hit, years it's ever hit, when life is lifing the most in my world. And I think that's a huge characteristic, that it's not just growing the business, it's how do you hold yourself through business when you're going through real stuff in life behind the scenes. So she came to me and she really wanted to build out a scalable program and build out a group program. And she had no idea how to do it. And again, in preparation to like really start building out her scalable business, because she wasn't on calls all the time. And she actually just popped on a call that I did the other day, and that she had 17 women in her first ever program. And she was just ecstatic, like loves doing it, lighting up. And that's why I see so much when people step into also like a group model, you light up in a different way because you have more people, you're like facilitating. It's different than just a one-on-one call. She's just so happy and so excited. And she just signed up actually for another 6 months of the program because that's what people do. And most of all, I have seen just such a shift in how she thinks about business and understands business and think about how do you create really dynamic client experiences and just a lot of aspects that are so useful and so important when we think about business. So she is just one of the many that I've had the privilege to be able to guide through the process.
I love that. I love that so much. Doug, did you have any further questions? Otherwise, I will wrap things up.
No, I think I've got a couple of notes here. You scale with integrity. That's great. I really like that.
And I wrote that down too.
You did, yeah. Yeah. And that. Making sure you have a theme with every time you get together. These are just great ways to be running your business and help everybody. Not Jeannie and Kirsten always say that you may be good at one thing and not so good at another, but when you're running your business, you have to do your best with all of it. And how do you balance it? And you alluded to that earlier as well. Great totally. Thoughts that I've made notes on, and thank you. Very good insight. Yeah.
Question for you is, I know there are people listening and they're saying, oh my gosh, I need to find out more about her program. I need to reach out to her. What is the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yeah, you can just come to my Instagram and just say hello, say you listen to the podcast. And I'm speaking integrity. I am very big about, I will find out where you are and really point you in the direction that's going to be best for you based off of your stage and where you are in your business. And if that is my program, I would love to have you, and I'm happy to chat with you about it.
That's awesome. So Instagram, they will find you. Is it at your name?
Yeah, at Chrissy Chavez. It's just my name.
Okay. Chavez is Chaves.
Yes.
And do you have your own podcast?
I do have my own podcast. Yes, I have it. It's called the Wealthy Woman Rising Podcast. Right now it's all solos. So I will say it's all, if you want to hear a lot of me, go listen. It's a lot of me, but I'd love to have you. And yeah, come listen. And it's a place where I get to pour in and share more value for my audience.
Fantastic. So last question for you is, if you could provide one tip to make the world a better place, what would that be?
I would say, honestly, if every single human could hold the standard, hold the bar of what you really want in your life, what you want to create for yourself, what you want to provide for yourself, and not to lower the bar when life is having circumstances, like hold the bar of what you want, because what you're going to grow into is you'll realize yourself. Like, you will wake up to a version of yourself that you didn't even know was in you by actually holding the bar of what it is that you really desire. And I really think that if everybody in the world really went for what they desired, that it's everyone is living into their fullest potential. And that would be a gift to the world.
Love that, Chrissy. This has been such a pleasure to get to know you and to learn more about what you do. And we're grateful for people out there like you. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Such a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it.
Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.